This year, at Christmas time and during the holidays, we have to spend some extra time attending to the needs of your young people, your teenagers, and your young adults who may have been exceptionally impacted by the death of your special loved one. Why am I saying this? Because frequently, this may be the first time they've actually had a death that's been so impactful in their life. And unfortunately, very young ones don't have the language skills to be able to talk to you and express their needs. And they may regress. They may cling to you. They may decide that they want to isolate themselves and separate themselves from their friends or from their cousins, for instance. And they need extra attention to make sure that they're included in the process of the Christmas holiday or other holiday. Same for teenagers. Teenagers, even though they may have the language skills, they're afraid to bring out their emotions. They're afraid to share them with you because they're not sure if you're at a place where you could handle what they're saying. They are trying to protect you, in essence, especially if another sibling has died or if another parent has died. They're going to try to protect their surviving parent or parents because they want to make sure that you're solid and you're stable, and so they tend to keep their emotions to themselves. And young adults, perhaps they've gone off to a different city to begin their careers, and now they're coming home to a household that is free to talk about the death of their loved one. And they really haven't had an opportunity to do this when they were in their new city, their new adopted city, because their friends at work and their friends that they've, you know, made in their social situations in this new city, they may not feel comfortable talking about the death of their parent or the death of their sibling or grandparent with the new friends. They may not be that close with them just yet. So they've got a lot of pent-up emotion in them as well. And so at the holidays, everything is a lot more pronounced to begin with. But it's really important that if you feel that they are having, your young people are having difficulty at this time, or they really need to get their emotions out more than they have, it is a great idea to ask someone to shepherd them. Now, what do I mean by that? So shepherding is another individual who they may be close to. Maybe it's a teacher. Maybe it's a relative, a neighbor's parent. Maybe it's a classmate's parent, a teammate's parent. Maybe it's a really good friend if they're a teenager who still lives in your community that they haven't been in touch with. Someone who they would confide in, someone that they feel safe with. And it may not be you as a surviving parent. And that's perfectly acceptable. And actually, I encourage it. Because if you can find someone that they can speak freely to, it would unburden them. It would give them an opportunity to speak with that person or their friend. And this is their safe spot. And they need that. They need that desperately. So don't feel badly if you're not the go-to person for them. It's perfectly acceptable, and I would encourage you to find an individual who they can confide in so they can get out all this emotion.